Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. I want to thank you for listening as we begin our mix.
We are not the same. I am a Martian, 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 Martian. We are not the same. I am a Martian, Martian, Martian.
Greetings from planet Weezy. We will begin transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Phone home! Phone home! Phone home! Phone home! And if you feel like you're the best, go ahead and do the Weezy Wing.
Phone home! Phone home!
We are not the same, I am a Martian. And I'm hotter than summer rain like Carl Thomas. Lock low, ready to aim at any target. I could get your brains for a bargain, like I bought it from Target. Hip-hop is my supermarket. Shopping cart full of fake hip-hop artists. I'm starving, sorry, I gotta eat all it. And I'll be back in the morning. Gonzalez, young college student who didn't just flip the game like Houston. I'm used to promethazine and 2 cups. I'm screwed up, and you ain't shit if you ain't never been screwed up. Flow so sick, make you wanna throw your food up. Ice water chest in my wrist like a cool cup. 2 twig clippers, I give your ass a crew cut. I get bread like cold cuts. You know what? The girl go down fast, come up slow, but I never slow up. We say,
phone home! Phone home, phone home, phone home. And if you feel like you're the best, go ahead and do the Weezy Wing. Phone home, phone home.
Yeah. They don't make them like me no more. Matter of fact, they never made it like me before. I'm rare, like Mr. Clean with hair. No brake lights on my car, rare. I never had light and I never had fear. I rap like I didn't die and go to heaven, I swear. And yeah, I'm a bear, like black and white hair, so I'm polar. And it can't get on my system, cause my system is the solar. I am so far from the old arts, I'm in others. I just eat them for supper, get in my spaceship and hover, hover.
Phone home! Phone home! Phone home! Phone home. And if you feel like you're the best, go ahead and do the Weezy Wing. Phone home. Phone home.
You're about to fly the thing that life could ever bring. Like fresh air to me, the blood I bleed sent to me. And I wanna build with you.
Since I met you,
meet you,
we've been people,
you're
my equal.
Softest cloud,
Also, Marty Smith, and we just listened to opening up the set was Lil Wayne, Phone Home, and Anthony Hamilton just closed out our two-song set. There's a lot going on today in America. Today is the day in which Donald Trump will either receive the Electoral College vote to become the next president of the United States, or he will be rejected and someone else will be selected in our process. Every day now, I see the growing influence that hip-hop has had within the American culture, whether it be Bruno Mars, Brad Pitt, Kanye West, or some of these sports idols. It reflects urban culture that I easily and often just call hip-hop culture. Things that have developed with a certain cool spirit over the last 30, 35 years as hip-hop has developed. And as we see high-end stars, particularly our hip-hop crew, meeting with President-elect, it is saying something very boldly about the impact of hip-hop on our culture. On the Marty Smith Show, I talked about
this is a DJ Hayes exclusive.
Getting into this area called coonism. And we will begin after this track and break. Notion that if you have viewpoints other than the mainstream, you are either ignorant, foolish, uneducated, a coon, deplorable, or whatever else they can call, Uncle Tom, whatever. If you're a person of faith and you believe in certain values and viewpoints that affect your ability to operate and how you get down, which is centuries old, and now you have a modern stream of consciousness that goes against some of your core values and views, are you the problem? I talked to a sister in my age range a couple of days ago about the effect of everything that you see since the election and all this aftermath, you know, whether it's every week now, you know, Huma Abedin is now the reason why Clinton didn't win. Last week it was the Russian hack was the reason why Clinton didn't win. Prior to that, it was because blacks didn't turn out, is why Clinton didn't win. But immediately after the election is because white, uneducated women didn't vote for Sister Clinton. I think at the end of the day, somewhere in the middle of last week, it was identity politics. What the hell is identity politics? Isn't that racial profiling? Isn't that gender profiling? That's all that is. So there's a whole bunch of articles talking about Democrats need to push back from identity politics. And they see in some way how bringing in Beyonce, Jay-Z, and other hip-hop artists during her campaign, or other pop artists, Katy Perry, whoever, somehow reflects that notion. That their involvement represents a classification or targeting of specific types of people. Then they went on to say they worked well during the Obama campaign, but it didn't seem to work as well for the Hillary. I think these people have played every voter, everybody with a brain, anybody who can fact check anything, or even the most gullible among us, as complete idiots. Now they have passed legislation in the House to bar free speech. I told GERX over a year ago that it was under attack. I don't think he caught that. What you see is incrementalism. Pass something here in North Carolina, see if it works. We'll see if we can pull it off in Idaho, in Iowa, and then wherever else we can pull it off. If we can restrict progressives from doing this, that, and the other, then we can control. At the same time, progressives are voting for some of this. These so-called progressives starting in the White House are so fractured that they don't see the obvious. Bernie Sanders says Keith Ellison would be a good pick for the DNC chair. President Obama comes out and says, oh, no, got to put my man in, who's also Latino. It's conflict-driven policy. It's undermined by any means necessary. And then you hold the guilt of, oh, I didn't agree with the president, so I must be whatever name I am this week. A deplorable believer in Christ. The thing that most irritated me, and it's just, I heard it this morning. I heard about it yesterday, but I was like, no, she didn't. When you have the First Lady, Miss Oprah Winfrey interview that's going to come out tonight, talking about we're at a period of no hope. That just is insane to me. That the sister I was talking to a couple of days ago, I was ranting about some Obama policy that I just didn't think was working for the global good of African Americans. And she looked at me and said, none of that stuff works for us. Neither party, nobody is working for us, and they're never going to. I said, well, what do? I said, you deal with a lot of the public, and we were looking at a homeless encampment where we were located. I said, look at your people. You can't really help them. I said, how many of these young folks you talk to, and even these old folks, they have no need for Jesus. They don't believe in faith. They have no way in which a person like me would even want to tolerate them. Martin Luther King talked about loving your enemy, but not necessarily liking your enemy. Where is it written that you got to like your abuser or those who find themselves reaping the rewards of self, systemic abuse? I'm not so much concerned about Klansmen, alt-right, Confederate flag bearers, whatever. Now, I know out here in Southern California, it's a little different tone, particularly Los Angeles, but if you get out into the mountain areas, Santa Clarita Valley, you will come across them. You get up into Ashton off the 14, going up into San Bernardino, you will find Klansmen headquarters. And, you know, I used to be in the Bay, man. You get up in Davis, Sacramento, you will see Confederate flags on the truck. It wasn't until recently that they stopped allowing them to carry their guns on the gun rack. So that's the reality. But moving forward, Donald Trump didn't create racism. Donald Trump didn't create the capitalist system. Donald Trump hasn't actually been successful taking advantage of the capitalist system. And he hasn't successfully demonstrated that he's a cold, real racist. Because he does have, or a sexist, because he has minorities that he's selected for his cabinet, despite all of the obvious issues with the cabinet. All right, folks? There are obvious issues there. But we're not going to overly politicize that today. We want to get back into some soul music, like Black Noise Radio. And from time to time, we need to move these programming formats forward and keep that cohesion. But we're going to get deeper into it tomorrow, particularly at the Marty Smith Show. I was talking to GRX recently, and we're going to probably reactivate Real Talk, Real Game, certainly on Saturday. If something major happens, we'll get him involved, but we also will have him speaking on issues on the Marty Smith Show, or maybe I need to actually get him to create a mix for me for Black Noise Radio, okay? This is Black Noise Radio.
No. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's take it back a little bit. No, it's not that it's not good now. I'm just remembering now. But let me tell you. Let's go back in time with me and your eyes. See you on my. Thank you.
for sure we just could not.
We just could not get enough of it, baby. Let's go. Have that precious love, that crazy love, that off the wall won't stop till I get enough kind of love. I need that love. So baby, let's go. Have that precious love, that crazy love, that I don't really care. We can have it anywhere kind of love. That reckless love. Oh, baby, let's go. Have that precious love, that crazy love, that off the wall won't stop till I get enough kind of love. I need that love. So baby, let's go. Have that precious love, that crazy love, that I don't really care. We can have it anywhere kind of love. That reckless love.
I speak out against this war, not in anger, but with anxiety and sorrow in my heart, and above all with a passionate desire to see our beloved country stand as the moral example of the world. I speak out against this war because I'm disappointed with America. There can be no great disappointment where there is no great love. I'm disappointed with our failure to deal positively and forthrightly with the triple evils of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism. We are presently moving down a dead-end road that can lead to national disaster. America has strayed to the far country of racism and militarism. All men are made in the image of God. All men are brothers. All men are created equal. Every man is an heir to a legacy of dignity and worth. Every man has rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. They are God given. Out of one blood, God made all men to dwell upon the face of the earth. What a marvelous foundation for any home. What a glorious and healthy place to inhabit. America strayed away, and this unnatural excursion has brought only confusion and bewilderment. It has left hearts aching with guilt and minds distorted with irrationality. It is time for all people of conscience to call upon America to come back home. Come home, America. I call on Washington today. I call on every man and woman of goodwill all over America today. I call on the young men of America who must make a choice today to take a stand on this issue. Tomorrow may be too late. And don't let anybody make you think that God shows America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. Now it isn't easy to stand up for truth and for justice. Sometimes it means being frustrated. When you tell the truth and take a stand, sometimes it means losing a job. It means being abused and stabbed. It may mean having several agents child asking a daddy, why do you have to go to jail so much? I've long since learned that.
We are not the same. I am a Martian.
Greetings from planet Weezing. We will begin transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Phone home. Phone home. Phone home.
With that determination. And I have not lost faith.
Phone home. Phone home.
We are not the same. I am a Martian. And I'm hotter than summer rain like cartoon. Lock low, ready to aim at any target. I could get your brain for a bargain, like I bought it from Target.
You shall reap what you sow.